Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I am so pleased that you're here. Welcome to all of the new subscribers, and thank you so much to everybody who pushes play on episodes every Wednesday and Friday. I appreciate you so much. Before we get started, I also want to say a very big thank you because somebody recommended the ACPPO in one of the predominant Facebook groups, and I'm just so thankful because that single post resulted in, you know, the group being able to help in excess of 70 new members. And I'm so thankful for that. So thank you so much. Okay, so today's episode, I'm very excited to bring you because it's about numbers in private practice. And specifically, this is for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a counselor, a psychologist, social worker, or coach. This came about because in the ACPPO, we're doing a lot of work this month on business mindset for your private practice. And of course, you know, we want to be looking inward as well as outward when it comes to things like our fees. But the thing that I wanted to talk about as well today was this perception of the worthiness of our services, okay? And I want to start by dispelling a few of the common mindset blocks, if you like, that so many of us have, especially as women. You know, we are women who work in a healing way, who feel called to this profession, who feel called to support others in their healing journey and their healing process. And a lot of the time have been through life situations ourselves. Yeah. And so then when it comes to running a private practice, what happens is we're still embodying that beautiful, you know, feminine core essence, many of us, about building relationships, helping with healing, nurturing, nourishing, all of those beautiful things. But it's at the expense of not having that sort of business mindset, that masculine mindset where we want to make sure that we have processes in place, policies, structures, procedures, tools, techniques, all of those sorts of frameworks. Because without those frameworks, we just don't feel safe to show up, okay? And here's what I want to talk with you about today. I want to talk with you about, you know, your fee as part of that structure, as part of that framework that supports you in your private practice. Because guess what? Without charging the right fee, okay, and we're going to go into that today, but without charging the right fee, how on earth are you going to do things like reinvest in your professional development, live life, have fun, do courses, see friends, eat well? Do you know what I mean? Because when you're not doing all of those things and you're not having that downtime to fill your own cup, that's going to have a knock-on effect for the way that you show up with your clients. And let's face it, at the end of the day, we would all do this for no money, for the opportunity to make a difference in somebody's life, yeah? So what I want to help you understand today is that there's a difference between showing up and helping, which absolutely is a driving force, but being able to do it in a way that a business owner would. Okay, and I know some of you are very uncomfortable talking about money, And I know that there are so many of you that say, you know, oh, I didn't get into it to make money and I don't want to be a millionaire. And hey, I'm not suggesting you be a millionaire. But ladies, if you are not generating enough income to pay yourself, to keep the doors open, to keep your registration and your insurances and goodness knows what else it is, then you're not going to be any good to anybody and you're not going to help anybody. So we have to adopt what's called a business mindset. So business mindset is really about how do we view the practice as a living, breathing, energetic entity? And how do we feed the practice? How do we know what the practice needs and wants from us? And how do we provide that in order to keep it going? Okay, because the business is the vehicle for you being able to help people. Okay, so let's have a look at, I've got three examples here of common ones that have come up over the last 2 weeks with women that I've been talking with who are in private practice. So the first mindset block is I can't charge the fee that I want to because I've, in inverted commas, only got a diploma, close commas. You can hear what, you know, what the problem is with this statement. Yeah. You can hear what the problem is with this belief. You know, I want to ask if that's you, if you are diploma qualified and you've been on the fence about starting your practice, or you've been on the fence about charging more than $40 or $50 or $60 a session, I want to ask you, what meaning are you attributing to your qualifications? Okay, because guess what? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's a diploma, a bachelor's, a master's, heck, a PhD for goodness sake. It doesn't matter. Your qualification is a neutral energy. Okay, honestly, your clients aren't going to be coming to you because you've got a bachelor's or because you've got a diploma. Or my clients don't come to me and say, hey, I really wanted to work with somebody that had a PhD. Do you see what I mean? Like, it doesn't work like that. Have a think about where your ideas about qualifications came from, what meaning you're attributing to having a qualification, and ask yourself, is this meaning I'm attributing to having a certain qualification serving me right now, or is it holding me back from being able to do what I was put on this earth to do? Is this stopping me from doing what I love, 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 love to do? Okay. I know a lot of you are in so many groups online and subscribe to so many memberships and things like that. And you're probably all hearing different stories about the worth of a counselor's qualification or how, do you know what? There are always going to be people who are very insecure for their own reasons. But guess what? That has nothing to do with you. Okay? If you are diploma qualified and you're charging the fee you really want, and somebody else is over there and they've got a master's degree and they're not charging what they really, really want, it's because of their own fear. So yes, they may come at you, but it's not because of anything you've done. It's because of their own feeling of not being good enough or worthy enough or whatever it is, but it's their issue, okay? And by you just being your authentic self and being cool with charging the fee that you know your services are worth, you're just triggering something in them. Something within them is rising up that needs to be healed by them. So what I'm saying is find the fee that feels right for you. And when you do, when you just know that that is the right fee for you, it's not going to matter to you what other people say. And there will always be people that support you and say, congratulations, go for it. Well done, amazing, inspiring. And there will always be people against it. Hey, you can't charge that. You shouldn't be doing that. You've only got a bachelor's, whatever it is they're going to say. But guess what, guys? 80%, right? If I've got my standard deviations right, I'm going back to statistics at uni now, but I'm pretty sure it's 2 standard deviations or 3 standard deviations from the mean either side. you know, it's like 80% of people aren't going to give a hoot what you charge. All right. So when you think about that and you add on the 10% of people who are going to support you, that's 90% of people kind of in your corner. So why on earth would you be giving all this time and attention to the 10% who are going to try and rip you down? And it's not even because of your feet. It's because they don't feel good enough about themselves and them charging their own fee, right? When that happens, and it will, it happens to all of us. All I want you to do, instead of questioning and having doubt for yourself, is I want you to go back to why did I settle on this fee? What does this fee allow me to do for my clients? What does this fee open up for me? How is this fee expansive for my knowledge, for my clients, for my experience, for my private practice, for my life? And write out as many reasons as you can. And guess what? Haters are going to hate, for lack of a better saying. You know who I'm talking about. They're not going to matter anymore because you're going to have this list of like 20 reasons why your fee works for your practice. Okay. That's the best advice I can give you when it comes to thinking that you can't charge a certain fee because of your qualifications. All right. Anyway, fees and qualifications, to my way of thinking, and I know this is going to cause trouble for some people who are listening to this, but I don't believe there's a correlation between what type of degree or what type of qualification you've got and the amount of money that you charge for a session. I don't see them as related at all. It's up to you if you want to see them as related, but I don't. I think that there are people who have diploma qualifications who are amazing at working with clients, doing that deeper work, supporting clients in having their own transformations, and they just do it so well and so beautifully and so organically. Whereas I also know there are people in my circle who have perhaps a master's or a PhD who are not so fantastic. So I don't think that there's any correlation between the worthiness of your service and the fee that you charge, okay? The second one is when women in private practice will say to me, oh, I can't charge what I would really like to because none of my clients will pay it without getting a Medicare rebate. Why on earth would you say this to yourself? You know, let's just take a step back and have a look at this. I want to ask you, is it honestly and truly 100% a fact that no counsellors in the whole of Australia are running a successful, profitable, aligned, thriving, fulfilling, energising private practice without a Medicare rebate? No. Of course there are people who have fully booked diaries without Medicare rebates. So I don't buy that as a reason why. I think there's something else going on here. And I think that perhaps if you're honest with yourself, there's probably something deeper. And I'm just going to take a stab in the dark and think, look, maybe you're afraid of being successful in your practice, whatever success looks like for you. Or maybe you're afraid of failure in your practice, however you determine failure. And so this is a case again of going inward to find out what's really, really going on with you. Because having that belief that people won't pay because they can't get a rebate isn't serving you, isn't serving your clients. It's keeping you stuck. The only way to get through it is to do something about it. Okay. So the only way to do something about it is to ask yourself, what is beneath this thought? Why am I saying this to myself? Second, is this thought, is this belief constricting or expanding my energy? Let's face it, it's constricting your energy. And I want to ask you too, be brave when you listen to this, because I want to challenge you here, those of you who are open to be challenged today. And I want to ask you, with this thought that people aren't going to pay you because they won't get a rebate, what are you able to avoid doing as a result of hanging on to that belief? What is this belief possibly getting you off the hook for? What is the secondary gain of you having this belief? Okay. Be honest with yourself. It's okay. No one is going to judge you, because guess what? It's just you and I here in this very moment, and I'm certainly not going to judge you. I'm just being a straight shooter with you today because I am wanting you to have this experience where the penny just drops and you go, oh my gosh, what have I been doing? I've been walking around in a coma for all this time, and of course I'm worth it, and of course my services are worth it, and of course there are clients out there that can pay for me. And maybe when you do this, when you look inward and, you know, I'm asking you these challenging questions, maybe there's going to be something that comes through for you that says, again, what if it works out? What are the consequences of it working out and me being successful? What am I afraid of? What if it doesn't work out? What am I afraid of? How can I support myself to create this shift? You know, am I experiencing scarcity mindset? You know, am I trying to get the low-hanging fruit for the sake of filling my diary? And is that constrictive or expansive? Yeah. If you're just charging, like I heard it today, someone's charging like $60 for a session and she's fully booked and she's got a waiting list, but she's burning herself out. She can't, you know, she's having to work this high volume of hours to make ends meet. But she's fully booked and she's killing herself. You don't have to do that. And you know, I'm saying to her, hey, we've got to do something about this fee, because you can't sustain this level of energy and this level of input. And it's going to impact the way that you show up for your clients, and it's going to undo all the good work that you've put in to build this practice. And guess what? She does not want to, or she did not want to shift the fee because she was so worried that she was going to lose clients. And guess what? You will. You are going to lose clients that can't afford you. But guess what? There's plenty of other places where they can go and they can get help, where they can get support, where they can get services they need. There's other counselors that will always charge less than you that they can connect with. It's not about that. When you bump your fee and you settle into a fee that feels aligned for you, that works for you, that feels comfortable for you, yes, you're going to lose some clients. But guess what? You're going to receive new clients that don't argue about the price, that feel like they're getting value, that are happy to join you. And what's it going to be like for you when you can work less, make more, and have more time on your hands to spend with loved ones, for example? Or, you know, for me, it's spending time with Gabe. Okay, the third one is, and I hear this one a lot too, it's a pet peeve of mine. Okay, when women say to me, oh, Brooklyn, yeah, I hear what you're saying and I totally get it, yeah, and I am coachable, but I just can't because I'm in a low socioeconomic area. I mean, oh my gosh, guys, what are you doing to yourselves when you say this? Again, is this 100% true that in a low socioeconomic area, no one can afford to pay you? It's not true. I know it from personal experience. Those of you who've listened before, I'm not going to belabor the point, but for newbies, I was working in Frankston and working in Hastings, two of the possibly lowest demographic areas you could get socially, right? High unemployment, high welfare reliance and recipient, you know, consumption? That's not the right word, but you know what I mean. So it was all of this going on. But guess what? I still had a fully booked diary and still was charging a fee that felt right for me. Okay? You've got to remember, there are always going to be people that can't afford your services, but there are always going to be people who want a Lexus or who want the Chanel handbag or who want, you know, the latest eco-environmentally friendly, sustainable, whatever it is. There's always going to be those people who are willing to make an investment in something that they truly value. So if you're not valuing yourself, your clients aren't going to value your service. And guess what? You're going to get stuck in a rut of undercharging, which can lead to, for you, feeling depressed, burnt out, not valued, resentful, tired, you know, behind the eight ball before you even get started, all of that yucky stuff. And guess what? It is not necessary. It's totally unnecessary. But guess what? I have a, I was going to say roadmap, but I'm in Victoria and I just don't like that word right now. I have a plan. And this plan, so psychologists and social workers, this doesn't so much apply to you because I think you guys are pretty good with your fees and fee setting. But counselors struggle with this. So guys, if you're a counselor, what I've been able to do is create something for you that's going to provide you with a framework, okay, give you context, and give you confidence in charging your fees. And we're going to talk about it on Monday in our training in the ACPPO. And I've got a really, really, really beautiful document for you that you'll be able to download straight away and you can start using immediately to realign your fees with your purpose, with your values, with the worth of the work that you do. And guess what? The worth isn't determined by us. It's determined by, well, I know my woo friends will understand, it's determined by our energy because the energy is going to bring about the transformation. It's not about technique. Even if you look at a meta-analysis of, you know, comparisons of therapeutic interventions on outcomes, nearly all the time, the largest determinant, oh my gosh, my words today, the largest predictor of efficacy when it comes to therapeutic intervention is the therapeutic relationship. And if there's one thing you all do very, very well, it's building relationships, okay? People come to you because they know you, they like you, they trust you, and they want you to hold space for them while they figure stuff out for themselves, right? That's your role. It's not about you must give them this or you must give them that. That only comes into play if you're working for a funding body that requires that, like Medicare or work cover, you know, things like that. But when you're free of those constraints, guess what? You get to help by creating that space and developing that relationship. And you all do that so amazingly well, okay? So I am on a bit of a mission at the moment to support everybody, psychologists, social workers, and of course, counselors, because as I said before, mostly for the most part, psychologists and social workers have their stuff sorted out when it comes to their fees, but counselors are behind in that. So I kind of want to give you guys a bit of a leg up and bring you up to where everybody else is. And so for that reason, I'm going to give you a framework, a plan, a pathway on Monday that you will be able to implement straight away so that we can get you sorted out with your fees and get them moving in a way that feels easy, light, in flow, expansive, and all of those sorts of beautiful things so that you can do all of the work that you'll put on this planet to do. Okay? All right. I know, what a good episode, huh? I love this so, 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 so much. And guess what? Energetics, energy work, spiritual work, soul work is everything when it comes to setting your fee because you are going to get back whatever you put out. So if you have been, you know, undercharging, as many women do across disciplines, it's, yeah, very common. If you have been undercharging, there's a reason for that. And the fee that you have now is a direct manifestation of your past thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. So if you want to change that and get a different fee happening, then we need to change your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors now so you can manifest that tomorrow. Okay, I know you know what I mean. All right, my lovelies, I hope you have a beautiful day. I will see you, I was going to say in school, it's not, in the group. I will see you in the group on Monday. It's 12 p.m., so 12 noon Australian Eastern Daylight Time, AEDT. I'll see you there. And if you have any questions about fees and worth and self-esteem as it relates to your fees or you have any barriers or obstacles about it, do let me know so that I can speak to it on the training for you, okay? All right. Thank you so, 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 so much for listening. Love you so much. And I'll see you on Saturday. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding, your processes, and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.